Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, the Yom Tovim are behind us. What's ahead?
It isn't all that's behind us. Well, this is the Parsha of Kedoshim. The Parsha of Kedoshim contains more mitzvahs than any other Parsha in the Torah, more commandments. Because that's the theme of Kedoshim, that you should be a holy and sanctified people set aside. So God sets us aside with our behavior. He orders for us a way of life that can encourage us to become holy. It doesn't guarantee it. People say, well, I see Jews that are observant, but they're this and they're that and they're this and they're that and they're not. That's true because of the fact that it doesn't guarantee that. After our observance, then there has to be a different commitment as well. And it's that further commitment that the Torah emphasizes in this week's Parsha. Kedoshim tiyu. So the Ramban says, Kedoshim tiyu, you should be a holy people. Even in things that are permissible for you, you should be a holy people. You have to be able to have self-restraint and self-discipline. You have to think of what others think of you. A famous story about a Hasidic Rebbe who called in one of his Hasidim, and he said, you know, everybody in town says you're a thief. And the man said, Rebbe, it's not true. And the Rebbe said, it should be true yet? It's not enough that they say it? So you have to be aware of all of these things. Kedoshim raises us to this kind of standard. Chazal always say, the rabbis always said, Ma brios omros, what do the people say? Go out in the street and ask. Right? And so to speak, you can naturally be unpopular because of your demands, etc., but you should not be unpopular as a person. Mm-hmm. I saw, for instance, Chief Rabbi Lau now has become the Chief Rabbi of Tel Aviv.
Yes.
As noted in the Jerusalem Post a number of weeks ago. And I noticed that all the secularists voted for him. Simply because they said, you know, we may not agree with everything he is, but he's a wonderful person. He's able to build bridges, and he can talk to us, and he communicate with us. Well, that's really a measure of a person. You don't have to, it's a very strange thing that of what we demand from people. But people should have a high opinion one of another. And that's part of the idea of Kedoshim. And that's why it says in the Mishnah that God wanted to give the Jewish people merit, l'zakot et Yisrael, to give them merit. But the alternative interpretation of l'zakot is to cleanse Israel. L'fichach hirbo lehem Torah mitzvahs. He gave him a big Torah and a lot of mitzvahs, 613 commandments, so that at every step in life we can do something holy. There is nothing in life that we cannot fulfill a commandment, whether it be to smile to someone in the morning, to say good morning, not to cut off the guy in the lane on traffic. You say all of these things are mundane things. What does it got to do with religion? Religion has to do with, you know, how tall the Erev has to be on Shabbat. But that's not true. How tall the Erev on Shabbat is part of Judaism, but it's not all of Judaism. And you have to take the whole thing together. And that we see in this week's Parsha of Kedoshim, that there are values, there's a relationship to God, a relationship to man, and then there's the ritual, all in the same Parsha, so that we'll see the Torah as a whole, and we ourselves will be able, therefore, to achieve the level of Kedoshim Tiyu, of being a holy and sanctified people.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on the importance of sanctifying daily life. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.